tourist site. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has our report.
Jordanian officials say the attacker knifed a number of tourists and their tour guide at the ancient city of Jerash, a popular archaeological site in northern Jordan. The country's public security directorate says the attacker also stabbed a policeman who tried to stop him. The wounded were taken to hospital and the attacker arrested. A national newspaper reports the tourists were Mexican and suffered serious wounds. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
United Nations nuclear inspectors are in Iran in the wake of Tehran's announcement it had injected uranium gas into centrifuges at its Fordow site. It is the latest step away from the six-nation Iran nuclear agreement, which the United States abandoned well over a year ago. We have a report from Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda.
Iran appears to be walking further away from its 2015 nuclear agreement with world powers. On Tuesday, President Hassan Rouhani announced that it will start injecting gas into the centrifuges at one of its nuclear facilities. The gas accelerates the process of making high-grade nuclear material from uranium. A day earlier, Iran said it would also replace some centrifuges with newer models, claimed to work 50 times faster. Iran has long demanded that the remaining signatories of the nuclear agreement, that is, European powers, Russia and China, protect his country from sanctions. Rouhani says if the Europeans hold up their end of the bargain, the treaty can be salvaged.
That was Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Mexican investigators say they have a suspect in custody who may be tied to the killings of nine American women and children in the state of Sonora. Here's AP's Matt Small.
Criminal investigators say a suspect